for the latest.
As the coronavirus keeps surging, hospitals tend to get maxed out around here. And also questions, when do you call 911 if you're feeling poorly on a Today's Ask the Expert? We're joined by MedStar's Matt Zawadzki. Matt, thank you so much for the time.
Hey, pleasure to be here.
I'm guessing a lot of people really don't necessarily want to dial in 911 when they're feeling poorly because they don't know if they have coronavirus and they're worried about spreading it.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Our response volume is back to what it was prior to the pandemic. So we are seeing a normalization of the call volume. However, many people don't want to go to the hospital, or we are actually not recommending they go to the hospital, navigating them to other locations that are more appropriate for their medical care as a way to preserve that hospital capacity.
We spoke with some of your team members at the beginning of the summer when we were seeing the heat wave, and they were telling us about how difficult it is handling normal calls on top of the pandemic or coronavirus calls with wearing all of the PPE. Now that we're going into the cooler months, what are the different types of emergencies that you guys are also having to kind of juggle along with the coronavirus scares?
So it's a very typical call volume pattern. So you're going to have your typical heart attacks, car crashes. You know, people aren't staying home, so some of those regular calls are occurring. The challenge that we're having is that an increasing number of calls that we're responding to where people are calling 911 are being screened either by our 911 call takers or by the crew on scene as potentially having the coronavirus. And now we're up to about 100. A Tuesday, we had 134 cases out of our 450 response volume where the patient screened positive for coronavirus infection, which then requires a much higher level of PPE use during the management of those patients.
It also has to be difficult for your first responders, your EMS drivers, and the paramedics, that they don't know if they're going into a situation, and that puts them at a high risk too.
Yeah, you have a typical car crash where, you know, you may respond to a car crash and somebody needs to be extricated, or even if they have minor injuries, you don't know until you start talking with that person. So you may see every EMS provider that's going to have any conversation with a patient, even if it's a fall, if it's a car crash, if it's a stabbing or a shooting, they're putting PPE on because they just don't know until they start having that conversation. And if they have the conversation, then find out, holy moly, this person might be positive for COVID, then it's too late unless you've taken that precaution ahead of time.
When people are calling because of COVID concerns, what is that call usually like? Do they get there? Are they giving rapid tests on the scene, or are they taking them into the hospital to get tested?
So they're doing, first they're going to make sure that only one or two people are going to go into that case just to preserve people that are going to be exposed or potentially exposed to that patient, help preserve PPE also, by the way. But if the patient is stable and they have no priority symptoms, but they look like they might need to be tested for the coronavirus, today we refer them for testing. We don't take them to the hospital, even if they want to go. However, we're working on a program where shortly we're going to be able to do rapid testing on scene with a 15-minute turnaround, where literally we can make a definitive determination. Yes, you have it. No, you don't. Here, you have it. Here's where you should go. You don't have it, you know, today. You don't have it right now. And here are some resources that you can do for your other symptoms.
Matt, thanks.
Thank you all.
That's Matt Zawadzki from MedStar.